We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. This is Jimmy Clark on Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. 77 degrees, south-southwest winds at 24 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 31 miles an hour, and I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you later in the show. We have a great show in store today. Please don't miss out on 1 minute of it. It's going to be awesome. Just a good story. But first, my favorite voice on the radio is in the studio with me to update us, Mr. Aaron Kaut, Skinny on Sports.
Hey, thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
I do have an update. Elk City Soccer, both boys and girls, were supposed to play this evening in the first round of the playoffs. Because of the impending weather, that has changed. So the girls' game will be at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Bethany. The boys' game will also be at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Chickasha. So the locations are still the same. The game times have changed from today to tomorrow. Both the Elk City girls and boys soccer games will be at 3 o'clock. We'll have it on BigElkTV.com. When you go to the front page, there will be tabs, like where the picture is, you know?
Right.
And you just click on boys soccer, girls soccer, baseball later in the week, whatever it is that you're looking for. There will be tabs on that front page where you're used to seeing the action. Just click on one of those, and that's where you'll be able to watch. So both soccer games tomorrow for Elk City, boys and girls, 3 o'clock in the afternoon because of the weather that's impending.
So you could go to the girls and watch the boys.
Well, I think that's above my pay grade.
So, anyway.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Hey, wait a minute. Come back here.
Uh-oh.
Tell everybody what opened yesterday.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Yes.
The most busy time of my year is now. The KECO Moran Equipment Open. The books are open. So go to KECOFM.com, AB and C flight, championship flight. You have to declare which side you're going on. Just go to the front page on KECOFM.com. You can choose the flight that you want to be in. If you choose that championship flight, you better be good. And then it'll take you to
moolah.
Yeah, it's more money to play. It's more money to win, but it's a lot harder to win. So you go through there. The entire process is right there at your fingertips. Tell us who's on your team. Give us your sizes in case we end up with some kind of jacket or something as the giveaway. It also will take you to the pay window. And here's the deal. Just because you sign up doesn't mean you're in. You have to pay to play. And once you pay, you will get an email from me saying you're in the field. So if you don't get a confirmation email from me,
better get on it.
You better get paid because that means you are not in the tournament. It's going to go fast. I think last year, AB and C flight, we were done with entries like May. It was before Memorial Day. It was still in the month of May.
That's not very far away.
No, it's like 3 weeks. So yeah. Get on the ball. Don't wait because, listen, there were some sad sob stories last year when it rolled around to the oil and gas in June. Like, man, I didn't get it. Can you get me a spot? Nope. And one of those guys was the first one that entered this year. So I learned a lesson, and by golly, he's in. So, yeah, go to KECOFM.com. Get ready to go there with the golf tournament. Books are open. And I'm telling you, the ABC flight will be closed shortly because they're going to go like hotcakes in all those spots.
Cool. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, thanks. There you go. There's your sports update on the Ag Show. So anyway, we have a great show in line today. I have a guest in the studio, and we will have some guests on the phone, and we are going to be talking about the great donation of a fire truck, a brush truck, given from a New Mexico fire department to the Willow Fire Department. It's a great story. I got the people that were involved in it. It's going to be on the show with me today, so we're going to talk about it. But first, let's check out some prices on the market right now. Looks like everything is in the red today except live cattle and feeder, and that's just fine with me. Live cattle for June, $135.30. August, $136.90. October, 144.05. December, 149.87 on the live cattle. Feeder cattle, May, 160.92. August, 174.20. And I don't know what's going on with the hogs, but they've just been on a steady downfall for the last 8-9 days. May, $99.20. June, 104.65. July, 107.82. Let's check out what's happening with the cash grain prices in Oklahoma. I know they're down this morning. Not too bad, but they're down. Wheat, hard red winter wheat is at 10.23. Corn's at 8.15. Milo's at 7.83. And soybeans, 15.66. Soybeans and grains were lower in overnight trading as investors who had bet on higher prices exit the market. Investors reduced their net long positions in soybeans, corn, and hard red winter wheat last week, with many liquidating their positions and booking profits. Bean futures have been up recently on adverse weather in South America and amid rising cooking oil prices. Palm oil futures have been rising after Indonesia, the world's largest shipper of the oil, announced an export ban. Grains have been rising amid the ongoing Russian attacks on Ukraine. Wheat futures have also been increasing on dry weather in the U.S. Southern Plains. I know a lot of people got rain last night. Not everybody. Looks like it picked a line from 183 over at Clinton straight south back to the west to the Texas line, south of I-40 down into Altus. Nah, it didn't happen, but just right along I-40 and north, got some good rain. So praise the Lord, you guys all got some good rain, but not everybody's got it yet. Hopefully this Wednesday everybody will. Fundamentally, not much has changed in the last week on our markets. Concerns about waning demand has persisted as lockdowns in China due to increased COVID-19 cases has rattled markets, while wheat buyers are turning to India for cheap supplies. Rain has been falling in most of the northern Midwest. It said it's one of the wettest years they've had up there because of for corn and soybean planting. It's still extremely dry in part of the southern plains, where the U.S. hard red winter wheat crop is attempting to grow, and I just think it's done. However, little to no rain has fallen in some areas in the past week. An exception would be a small sliver of the North Texas Panhandle, where a rain event brought moisture into that area. Investors will be keeping an eye on today's crop progress report to see how recent rains in northern Corn Belt have and how it has affected planting. Soybean futures for July delivery dropped 18 and a half cents to $16.66 and a quarter cents a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost 450 to 427.80 a short ton, while soybean futures plunged 1.77 cents to 82.41 cents a pound. Corn futures lost 12 and a quarter to 801 and a quarter a bushel. Wheat for May delivery dropped 10 cents to $10.45 and three quarter cents a bushel in Chicago, while Kansas City futures fell 11 and a half cents to $10.94 and a quarter cents a bushel. Well, when we get back, I have some really cool people that's going to be on my show today. So don't go anywhere. And like I said, a lot of people got some rain last night. I could hear it falling 5 miles from me, but I didn't get any. It might have settled the dust for just a minute, but that was about it. And along I-40, those spots got inch and a half. Some people up Durham got some good rains. Dewey County got some good rains. Custer County got some good rains. So anyway, some prayers have been answered, but we have some more prayers to answer for a rainfall. Also, we are live on Facebook. We are live on our website, kecofm.com. Should be up and going there good. Checked it all out before the show started, so we're good there. And if you missed part of the show, you can always go back to Facebook. If not, you can go to our website at kecofm.com, and it'll be live on there. You can replay it live on there. And if you're traveling and you run out of signal on KECO, the free Paragon Communications app is right there. And if you got phone signal, you can hear us on our app. Be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Red Angus offers superior marbling. One of the top breeds for marbling, yes.
If a steak has marbling, it means what?
It's going to be tender and it's going to taste good.
That's where the flavor comes. That's right. Where the tenderness comes, right?
Yes. Good steak. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right. We are back to the Today in Ag show. In the studio with me, in person. I'm going to mess this up, but we're going for it. I don't know why I always get German people in here. So anyway, Lori Behrig. Did I get
That's
it?
That's right.
I got it.
You got it.
She said it's called Behrig. Anyway, I just said that. Anyway, Lori is the one of the administrators of the Western Oklahoma Fire Coverage page, and she had a little bit to do with what we're going to be talking about today. It's a wonderful story. She's a stay-at-home wife who drives a tractor. So they got her a go pass at my show because it's ag related. But also on the phone with me today is Shannon and Brandy Johnson. They're from the village at Capitan, New Mexico, home of Smokey the Bear, the original Smokey the Bear. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you bet. Well, the deal that your fire department done for the Willow Fire Department, it was awesome. You guys loaded up a 1979 Dodge 1-ton brush rig, already rigged out, ready to go for the most part, loaded it up on a trailer, and you guys brought it to Willow, Oklahoma. And thank you so much. They were needing it. And I don't know what else to say, but, you know, thank you. And it gets me in the heart what you guys did, because they really needed it. They've been on all the major fires with what equipment they had. And Greer County, you know, Granite, Mangum, Willow, they've been there. And for you guys to do what you did, all I can say is from us, we thank you very much for the 100th time. But anyway, how did this come about?
Real simple. Western Oklahoma Fire Coverage is a Facebook page.
they had put a post out, you know, telling everyone, you know, how bad it was. And a friend of ours that lives in Altus, Oklahoma, had reshared it. I seen it one morning and thought, you know what? We've got a brush truck that we retired, and I don't want to see it just sit there or get auctioned off and get tore down when it still has a lot of good life left in it, you know, continuing on as a fire truck. So I went and talked to my chief and got him on board with it, and we spoke to Lori, and that way we could find a department that was in need of it that could use it and give it the life that we felt it deserved. And we got in contact with Willow, and we just made things happen and got that truck up there to them so they can continue to do the great things they do with it.
The only thing is, I was kind of disappointed you didn't bring me a Smokey the Bear doll, too. And so, because Smokey the Bear, not to change the subject, but Smokey the Bear originated in the village of Capitan in 1955, is that right?
I believe it was 55. I could be wrong on that, but it was sometime in the 50s when he was found a few miles kind of northeast of our little village. We had a really nasty wildland fire that had started up on the mountains, and the firefighters were up there and found a little black bear cub that had been severely injured in the fire. He had all four paws burned, and they brought him in and tended to him, and he just become the national icon that he is today. And you know, he's just part of our community. He's always been around, you know, when we were growing up, little kids, and you know, he kind of holds a special place in our heart because he is right here from our hometown.
Yeah, he is. Well, you guys made the trip out here, and not only did you guys donate a fire truck, the Nogal, and am I saying that right, or is it Nogal?
It's Nogal.
Nogal, okay. I would get it right. New Mexico, their department sent some rubber boots, some wildland shirts, wildland pants, a few wildland guard hats, some nozzles and some hoses and some bunker gears. So you guys had a trailer full on the way out here.
Yeah, we loaded up. We put the word out to all of our sister departments here in the county and just seen what we could dig up to it that, you know, we wasn't using that can get repurposed and enjoy its life there helping y'all. You know, y'all are in a bad way up there. And you know, we just thought, you know, hey, if we're not using it and it can go to another department that can get some use out of it, let's take what we can get.
Well, yeah. Well, again, I'm going to say it for the millionth time. Thank you again, those people in Willow. I know most of them, and I know they're appreciate. I have land down there, so I appreciate it because at least now they can. I'll give them a set of fence and pliers. They can cut my fence anytime they want to go on there and fight a fire. So, but anyway, they already know they can. But well, Lori, I'm going to get off from Shannon and Brandy, and I'm going to go to you. And thank you so much. I follow your page really hard, especially when fires are going on.
Thank you.
You keep everybody up to date on what's going on. And it's the Western Oklahoma fire coverage page. If you guys don't follow it, get on there. It's worth your while because she knows people. I can tell she knows people. And actually, I communicated with her a lot,
yes,
especially during the the Durham fire and the Berlin fire. But just to keep update for myself on the show here, but thank you for what you did.
Oh, we're happy to help any way we can. Just, you know, not only keeping everybody aware of where the fires are, but the fact that our volunteer fire departments need all the help that they can get, and God bless them for being out there on the front lines and doing everything that they can, you know, and that they do to keep us all safe. And so, you know, anything, I only do, me and my team, we only do a small part, you know, considering everything these firefighters do, and just glad to be of service any way we can.
Oh, and you have been, and Brandy, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
You've been awful quiet here. Shannon's been overtaking you with his voice here, so I don't want to miss out on you. Could you give out an address? I've already had on the text line people wanting your address, you guys' address, so they can send you thank you cards. Could you give me an address?
P.O. Box 85, Capitan, New Mexico, 88316.
88316?
Yes, sir.
Oh, cool. Anyway, Brandy, how was your trip? Did you come with the truck?
Yes, I did.
All right. And how was your trip?
It was a good trip. Well, very enjoyable. Got to see friends I haven't seen in a few years.
So are you originally from Altus? Is that correct?
No, sir. No. I'm actually originally from Hobbs, New Mexico, but okay. I was in Altus about 2 years. I worked for the water department.
Oh, okay, cool. So you know about what kind of area we live out here. It's a little different than Capitan, New Mexico, but it's home for everybody out here. You know, everybody lives in a different type of terrain, but it's a home. And I guess you noticed it was pretty dry here, huh?
Yes, sir.
It was. Well, I'm glad that you came, and I know you guys. If you're just joining us, we have Brandy and Shannon Johnson from the village of Capitan, New Mexico Fire Department. And I have Lori Berrig. I'm going to mess that up. Anyway, she's the one of the administrators on the Western Oklahoma Fire Coverage Facebook page. And we're talking about what the fire department from Capitan did. They loaded up a one-ton 1979 Dodge, which is a sweet-looking truck, by the way, and loaded it up, hauled it out here to Willow, Oklahoma, and donated it and some other gear to the Willow Fire Department. And we're just talking here. We're just having a conversation how all this got started. And I know you guys went to the Mangum Rattlesnake Roundup. I got this feeling you did.
Oh yeah, we went out and enjoyed the sights and the scenery there.
Oh yeah, it's the main event for Gerd County once a year, and it's pretty fun. I didn't go this year because I'm on this kind of kick of not eating the stuff with all the frost on it, baked. It's fried with all the
Oh, funnel cake.
Yeah, the funnel cake. That's the only reason I didn't go, because if I'd win, I'd buy some funnel cake, I'm telling you. And then I'd come home and my wife would have said, "You've been eating gluten." So anyway, but there's the deal. Well, you guys got a minute, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, after talking to Shannon yesterday, he's got a little history in the oil field, and they got some history at the where they're at right now, farming and ranching, where they live at now. And they got a little shop called CS Services. Is that correct, Shannon?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when we come back, we'll talk about that. You're listening to Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April 22nd. 1,478 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 316 brought 210. 3 at 470 brought 196. 7 at 529 brought 194. 5 at 648 brought 168.50. 15 at 983 brought 137. 5 head of heifers at 218 brought 450. 12 at 399 brought 172. 10 at 460 brought 161. 6 at 585 brought 158.50. 14 at 646 brought 153. Butcher cows were 25 to 95. Butcher bulls brought 71 to 120. Bred cows were 650 to 1325. Pairs brought 500 to 1650. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Yo, we're back on live now. All right. Welcome back to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and I've got Lori Berrig. I'm going to mess it up. I know I am. And Shannon, she is the one of the administrators on the Western Oklahoma Western Oklahoma Livestock. that auction's going on today. Anyway, Western Oklahoma fire coverage. And Shannon and Brandy Johnson are here. They're firemen, volunteer firemen for the village of Capitan, New Mexico. And that's not Captain, it's Capitan, New Mexico. I knew that. I even knew that following Smokey the Bear when I was a kid. Anyway, welcome back to the show, Shannon and Brandy. Yeah, no, I knew what it was. I just had to spit it out. Anyway, we got lots going on. Shannon and Brandy, I want to ask you guys something. How are you guys funded out there with your fire department?
I try not to get into the finances a whole lot, but from what I've been told, the state of New Mexico, they take a small percentage of the homeowner's insurance policies, and it gets donated toward the funding of our volunteer fire departments. And then the state, you know, we're lucky. Our state does a lot to back us up, but primarily, from what I understand, it's the homeowner's insurance policy, and they take, it's like a third of a percent or something, and they set that into a fund for all of us volunteers.
Okay, I got you. And then how many people are on you guys' volunteer fire department?
Oh, goodness. We have 30 active members is what my wife said on our roster.
Wow, 30 members. And how big is Capitan?
Oh, I think at the last census they said something like 3,000 and some odd people. We're not a very big community.
So 1% of your people are on the volunteer fire department, I guess, if I did that number right. So anyway, well, I try to have a little fun on the show also. But and then how many trucks are you got, fire rigs you guys got in your department?
Oh, and in our substation, I think there's 3 trucks out there. And then in our main station, we've got two brush rigs. We've got an attack tender and 2 engines, more or less. Right. And then we just got a brand new rescue truck here a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, good.
So, and we've got 8 or 10 trucks, I guess.
Yep. And if I remember right, doing my research, I don't take notes very well, but I think you guys got not quite, but almost 1,000 square miles that your fire department covers. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a very large area. I mean, we go out north of the Capitans and all the way to the county line, which is 40 some odd miles, if I remember right.
Right.
But we've got, I think, if I recall correctly, we've got the largest district in Lincoln County.
And is that where the Lincoln County Wars was?
Yeah, right down the road. Lincoln, New Mexico's home of Billy the Kid, Fat Gary, yeah. All that good stuff.
Yeah, that was my favorite movie with John Wayne. So, anyway, but so you guys, you're blessed. You get a certain percentage. Now, in Oklahoma, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say what I know, and that's not going to be everything, but they like in Beckham County here where we're at, in Elk City, Carter, Sayre, Delhi, Eric, and all those areas right in here, they get a certain percent of the sales taxes was voted in a few years ago. And Cheyenne, I think, is in the same deal. Greer County's not. You and I were talking last night, and I think you told me 78% of the firefighters in the United States are all volunteers. Is that what we talked about last night?
I believe that is the number that I read here a while back. It's an awful high percentage of firefighters are volunteers.
Yeah, and we've been talking about it the last 2 or 3 weeks because of all the wildfires. You know, most volunteer firefighters have to take personal leave to go fight fires. They don't get paid for it. But Lori brought up something very interesting up at the beaver fire in the Texas Panhandle. By the way, you know where that's at, because I found out that's where you work in there in the oil field. So anyway, we got a lot of common with these people from New Mexico. Yes. But there's the Balco truck that overturned, and those two firefighters were burnt, and they had to send them to Lubbock, Texas via helicopter to get treated for those burns. You know, they don't have workers' comps, and it was a volunteer. And so we're trying to just make people aware that these volunteers, there's no workers' comp. And I'm sure some insurance company, there's good insurance companies out there, but there's always that one that says, well, you were doing a job. We're not going to cover you on that. Well, they don't have workers' comp. Mm-hmm. Plus, they're not getting paid. Plus, most of these fire departments, not all, but most of the fire departments are on a really tight budget, you know, especially like Greer County, where you guys were when you delivered that truck the other day. I think the Jester Fire Department, that's not very far from Willow's, only got one truck. The Reed Fire Department shut down. I don't know the condition of the Granite and Mangum Fire Departments. I've been trying to find out, but I'm going to find out. And Lori, she's like over there, I know. what do you know about the Mangum and Granite?
Well, I just know that they're sitting in the same situation. I mean, like you said, in the county that they're in, there is no inflow, no nothing. No.
Yeah, everybody works outside the county except for the farmers and ranchers.
And so they're sitting in the same situation. I mean, their fire departments are they're dry, you know.
Right.
Them as well as so many other fire departments, there's times they'll be out on a truck, especially when you're out here in rural western Oklahoma. Towns close up 8-9 o'clock, and the only place you can get fuel is at a pay by night. They have to whip out their own personal credit cards to pay for the fuel they're getting at night.
Yep.
You know,
it's a situation that we're hoping, and that we're trying to
awareness.
Make awareness to get people to think about it, because you know, when there's no fires, nobody thinks about it. And but this year, bam, they hit, and it's been going on for the last 10 or 15 years, wildfires. I had U.S. Representative Frank Lucas on here, and he said, you know, people are becoming, for the most part, a better steward of the land, and they're rotating pasture, so there's larger grass, there's more foliage for it to burn and get going. But we've had some big fire. Buffalo fire, the Laverne fire, that's the one that got me and you fire. And you know, it made me aware. It hit me hard when you drive through there and see the cows still smoldering.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's sad. But Shannon, you know, we were talking, me and him, he said last night, he said, this is going to be a pretty quick conversation. Well, here we are, Shannon. we'll see. My wife is telling me that all she can see is Reba on the deal. Here we go. Let me fix this real quick. Have you got any advice for us to help government officials think about what they should do to change what they do with the volunteer fire departments around here? Shannon?
If I had to say anything to the politicians,
that's why I'm asking you, because I know you're not going to hold back.
Give them fellers what they need to go out and help protect the land and the people that are in these counties out here in western Oklahoma. You know, quit looking at the big cities, and quit, you know, these fellas are out there putting their livelihoods on the line, and they're fighting for their neighbors and trying to keep everything up and running. You know, that land is as important as any other house or any other structure out there, because that land is some man's way of making his livelihood for himself and his family. You know, they're running them cattle and they're taking care of that land, and they're growing their crops and stuff like that. You know, give these fellas some help out there. They're getting their butts handed to them, is all I can see.
You're right.
He told me to make sure to have a button ready for him, but I don't have it. I don't have. No, you did fine. You was close, but you did fine. This is live. There's no delay.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not no fan of any politician. I don't care what side of the fence they stand on. If they're politician, I don't really care for them, because I don't think them fellers look where they come from and realize the men and women are out there that are struggling every day to make the world go round, and they just sit in them offices and they think they got it figured out. You know, go out there and see the plight that these men and women are going through on the fire trucks, and to keep them running. You know, they're going out there and spending days sometimes on a fire, you know, fighting the fire, and then they got to go back to their fire departments, and then they spend half the night trying to make sure a truck's ready to go back out the next day when it gets called. You know, them fellers in Willow, they're doing their own maintenance, and they're scraping and scrounging to get the money together to buy a tire when they lost a truck, you know, a tire on a truck on a fire or something like that. You know, why are our men and women out there putting their life on the line and then having to scrape and fight to keep a truck up and running when you got a whole state there with some politicians that are giving money away? Give it to some people in need out there. You know, let's ensure these men and women got what they need to do what they're out there volunteering to do.
Yeah, they're volunteering to go out there and put their life on the line to protect other people's stuff, whether it's a house in a community or whether it's cattle or horses in the pasture or somebody's hay pile or grassland, because that's just important to us. You know, a guy said it to the other day. He said, besides family, cattle is what we love. You know, cattle is our best friends besides our family.
Yeah.
And it really, I mean, I got just like Sandy, hey, all I can see is Reba on the screen. Well, that's one of my favorite cows. So anyway, so we name our, you know, we name a few cattle, not all of them, because I couldn't remember if I had to name them all, but there's always that one. But if you're just joining us, Shannon and Brandy Johnson from the Capitan, the village of Capitan, New Mexico Fire Department, and Lori Berrig. Did I do it again?
I got it, man.
Anyway, I'm glad the Johnsons. This is a pretty simple name. I can remember that. Anyway, I'm Irish, and she wants me to speak German. So, anyway, she's from the Western Oklahoma Fire Coverage. They're on the show here, and we got about 4 or 5 minutes left. And Shannon and Brandy, for what you guys did, bringing that truck up here to Willow is amazing. And Shannon, you said you might have something else on in the works going, and we're going to appreciate that. And it's just crazy the help that individuals have been doing for the fire department. You see it, I see it. And these are great examples of what people are doing. They got the Roger Mills Fire Association raffle going, and it's went way better than I ever dreamed.
And you know, we've
another
tried to
stuff.
Flood, you know, we've tried to flood all the different the raffles, the cookouts, that, you know, anything that these volunteer fire departments are trying to, we've been trying to really flood our page with, you know, trying to promote it to make sure that we're getting people out there, and, you know, let's make more money for these guys, because just like Shannon said, I mean, we're looking at fuel. We're looking at when they're out there fighting these fires in these wildfires, they go through tires like crazy. And just one single tire on some of those trucks is over $1,000 a piece.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're looking at air filters need to be changed out after every large fire. And they're out there having to, you know, get the air compressor and blow them out so they can kind of keep using them. Their respirators, those filters got to be changed. You're talking money, you know, hand over fist.
And on these big fires, for example, they need fuel trailers. I looked up fuel trailers, but I just didn't look. I just looked at the middle of the road. I didn't look at anything really crazy fancy. I didn't look at anything that looked like somebody put a tank on a trailer and put a nozzle on it. I looked at a decent trailer that would last a county district, a fire district, plenty of time. $7,000-$8,000.
Yes.
And then you got to fill it up. And diesel's $5.28 a gallon today.
Exactly.
You end up putting more in the cost of diesel to fill the trailer than just to buy the trailer.
And that's why I made the comment about Willow. I seen them up there that evening on the Berlin fire, and they had their big truck out there. And I know they use more fuel and water. And so, I mean, it's what they had.
Exactly.
But guess what? They was there.
That's right.
And they were fighting the fire, and they were at the Durham fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Roger Mills is the only one that sent some up to Beaver. But there's a lot of fires been going on. The fuel bill, which has been paid. Anyway, it was going to get paid to start with. I don't know where that all started, but they already had a PO from it from Roger Mills County.
They had, and it just kind of went.
It just went bad.
Yeah, it went so bad, so
$19,000 to fight that fire for 3 days?
Yes.
3 days. And the Texas Forestry Department rescued that fire.
Are the
fire
ones that came in to help.
Air support. But guess what's happened since?
Oh, gosh. Did you know that they started forestry and everybody all of a sudden started showing up later for some of the other fires after they started, but, you know, staging. It was just amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing how
Texas crossed the line to come and help us. And on three different fires. And then all of a sudden Oklahoma goes, oh, we need to kind of get up there.
Yeah. I think there was some changes, not in the forestry department, but the National Guard. It's changes in the Oklahoma emergency management stuff.
But Governor Stitt has to sign and give the okay for them to come out.
Yep.
And that just...
all of a sudden,
ta-da, we're here.
The National Guard beat the fire department on the Berlin fire. What do you guys do for air support down there when you have air support? Is that from the New Mexico Forestry Department, Shannon?
You know, to be honest, that's a question that I do not know the answer to. But I know 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, we had two major forest fires break out. And the only reason they didn't have air support in the air that day is because we had 88-mile-an-hour wind gusts blowing. But as soon as the wind died down, we had both helicopter and planes in the air helping us.
Right.
And that's something on these major forest fires that you almost blink and you'll see something flying above you.
Yes.
They get them up, and they get that help to us really quickly.
Yeah, and like you're out here on the Berlin fire, because I was actually out there on that one. Luckily, they had a lake, even during our drought, that had water in it, and they were making like 10, 15-minute turnarounds with the bags under their totes under the helicopters. And I'm not going to lie to you, if it hadn't been for the Oklahoma National Guard, that fire would have made it a strong city.
Yes.
If it's going on. Well, I'm running a little bit out of time, and Shannon and I got for you and Brandy, I got a personal text message here on our text line here at the radio center. They said, tell them thank you for what they did, and God bless them. So well, there's their million and one. There's your million and one. Thank you. And so,
you know, and as far as what we did, it's not what Brandy and I did. It's what the department did. And it's a brotherhood of firefighters. You know, it's whether men or women, you know, firefighters, we're out there putting our lives on the line, and we're just trying to help our fellow neighbors, you know, take care of theirs and you know, maybe not lose everything you got and stand a fighting chance tomorrow when everything settles. You know, so firefighting, it doesn't matter what state you're from, what country you're from. Firefighters just, we run in while everyone else is running out. And we've seen a department need, and luckily we had the ability to give some form of a support to a fellow firefighters out there.
Well, again, I'm going to give you another one. Thank you so much, and God bless both of you and the rest of the fire department out there.
Yes.
Capitan, New Mexico, from the village there. Thank you so much, and hopefully one of these days we can return the favor to you guys out there.
Amen.
The biggest favor that y'all can give is get them fellas some help out there, and let's watch Willow enjoy that new truck and use it for everything that it's worth.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go by. I want to see the little doll that I didn't get. But anyway, I'm going to go out there.
Brandy sent me a picture of it. I had to share it with the rest of that post because I'm like, he's got to go with this post.
Oh, yeah, but anyway, well, you guys ever need anything out there, you know some people out here, and we thank you again for taking your time to come on the show today. And just to FYI, before we get off the show, Brandy and Shannon own CS Services. They're in Capitan. If you're ever in Capitan and you need some welding done, you need some tires, what else you got out there, Shannon, in the shop?
Yeah, we do mechanic work, welding work, and we do tires.
There you go. And plus, you guys got some cattle with the family out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, so we run, I think, at last count, we only got about 28 head left. But, you know, we're in a drought ourselves, and we can't afford to feed our cows, and the grass just ain't a whole lot of nutrients in it. So we've had to downsize quite a bit.
Yeah, and that's going on right here, and it's going to be going on more. I know we got some rain in our area, but this southwest part of the state didn't get any, and there's a lot of hard decisions got to be made mm-hmm. in the next week or two if we don't get some moisture, because it's just prolonging and about out of hay. And I'm sure you guys are exact same position. But again, if there's anything we can do for you guys out there, you have my number, you got Lori's number, you can find us mm-hmm. on Facebook. You guys got contacts around here, but we'd be more than glad to help you guys.
And down there, you know, that you get to stop in and see them and get to visit with them a little bit. And there's the Smokey the Bear Museum there, Brandy was telling me about. And
yep.
then over at Lincoln, there's, what was it, Brandy, that's...
They
have a Billy the Kid pageant.
Yes.
The first full weekend in August every year. That's the final escape of Billy the Kid, and it's a big to do. Everybody comes out for
lots
it.
Of fun.
Do they ever catch him?
No. And then the 4th of July here in Capitan, we have what we call the Smokey Bear Stampede every year.
Oh, cool! Yeah, and it's beautiful country through there. You know, I wasn't born there, but I lived in Lovington, New Mexico, which is not too far from Hobbs, you know, and then, you
That's
know.
Where I went to high school at.
Yeah, and then then you get to Roswell where the weird stuff goes yeah. on, but anyway. So have you guys ever seen a UFO there at Capitan?
No, sir.
Thank you again, guys. I gotta let you go, and I gotta finish the show up here, and thank you again, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good day.
All right, you
God
too.
Bless you guys.
God bless you. Well, Lori, this is where I gotta part and say goodbye, and I gotta finish up my show.
Hey, Jimmy, it's been a pleasure. It's been a true pleasure.
And you got be careful headed back to Weatherford.
Oh, absolutely. Back
you'll be back
America.
On the tractor tomorrow. You didn't get that much rain
oh,
over
geez,
there.
Thanks. Yeah. So, anyway. Gotta look forward to that.
Well, I've had Lori Berrig. I almost messed it up. She's the administrator for the Western Oklahoma Fire Coverage. She's been on the show with me, and so is Shannon and Brandy Johnson. They're volunteers on the fire department at the village of Capitan, New Mexico, and they own CS Services in Capitan. I'm not promoting their business, but I want you to know, if you're ever in Capitan, New Mexico, please stop by and say hi to them at CS Services. They're a welding shop and a tire shop. They're in the village of Capitan. So anyway, you've been listening to the Today in Ag Show on 96.5 KECO.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot. One connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in Hi-Pro Feeds. At Hi-Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks, see their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local livestock nutrition center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, April the 26th, we sold 834 cows, bulls, and calves. Thursday, April the 28th, we sold 3,372 calves and feeders for a total of 4,206 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killer cows, 75 to 86, with the thin cows bringing 50 up to 77. Bulls brought 70 up to 121. 2-day-year-old bred cows, 1050 to 1125, with their 2-day-year-old pairs, 925 to 1375. 9 and older pairs, 1110 to 1150. Hunter steer cattle, 4 to 450 steers, 195 to 215, 5 to 550, 181 to 188. 6 to 650, 163 to 175, 7 to 750, 154 to 163.5, 8 to 850, 148 to 156, and our 9 to 950 steers, 135 to 144, 1,050 pound steers, 130.5 to 137, 27 steers weighing 1103, bring 130. Hunter heifers, 350 to 408 heifers, 173 to 189, 4 to 450, 168 to 173, 5 to 550, 150 to 170, 6 to 650, 145.5 to 154.5, 7 to 750, 133 to 144, 8 to 50, 140.5 to 141.50, and our 9 to 950 heifers, 132 to 135.75. For this Tuesday, May the 3rd, we have a dispersal of 110 Angus bred cows and pairs. The ranch sold, have to sell the cows. They're 3 to 12 years old. Save heifers every year. Some have big calves on split. Several be sold as pairs. We also got 16 Angus heifers he was saving for this year for replacements. Very nice outfit. Very gentle. Very nice. Thursday, we finished the sale at 3,372 calves and feeders. Finished at 2 p.m. The crew worked very hard. I hire Eric to help to run a speedy sale. Cost more money, but I realize a speedy sale, you get more for the cattle. Good for the buyers and good for the sellers. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thanksgiving, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
83 degrees. Winds are out of the south, southwest, 23, gusting up to 32 miles an hour. Our Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast goes as this. Today, breezy, 90 degrees. It's going to make it there. One of my buddies this morning on the way over here this morning, he said, it ain't going to make it to 90 today. Well, I think it's going to. 90 degrees today with the winds out of the south, southwest as they are right now. 23 with gusts up to around 30, 35 miles an hour. Tonight, the wind shift is going to be cooler. 41 degrees, the wind will shift. And it's going to be pretty fierce out of the north, northwest at 20 to 26 with gusts up to 35, maybe even 40 miles an hour tonight. So you're going to hear it hit when you go to bed tonight. Tomorrow, 71. Winds out of the east, 8 to 16 miles an hour, mostly sunny. Tomorrow night, 30% chance of thunderstorms. Wednesday looks really nice for rain. That's what we need. We need some rain. 60% chance of thunderstorms. Winds out of the south, southeast at 10 to 15 miles an hour, the high around 75. Wednesday night, a 70% chance of thunderstorms. And this is widespread in our listening area in the Texas Panhandle and southwest Oklahoma. 51 for a low Wednesday night. Thursday, beautiful day. North-northwest winds, 10 to 15 miles an hour. 76 for a high. Friday, here comes the temperatures. I looked at the real long Ranger forecast. Looks like starting Friday, we're going to be in the mid to upper 80s, low 90s, starting Friday all the way through the end of next week. And, you know, that can change, but that's what the Long Ranger forecast on. So, you know, listening to Shannon, talking to him last night, talking to him on the radio today, you know, it's something we all need to focus on. We don't focus on it unless we're having fires. We don't even really think about the volunteer fire departments unless you see them in action. But, you know, if you get a chance, call your local state representative, your senator also, and mention to them, see what we can do for our fire departments around here. They're all volunteer. And see what we can get done. They need money. They need equipment. And I know SWOTA and the forestry department, they have equipment that if you can catch it at the right time. But, you know, it's one of those deals. It's not enough. They do a great job. The forestry department, SWOTA, you know, they do a great job of getting equipment to people, but we need some money so the guys can function with what they got right now and if they can get some good stuff. And anyway, it's one of those deals. I'm all about it. I hope you don't get sick of me talking about it, but it's one of those deals. They protect our grasslands and our cattle and our equipment out there. So anyway, I'll move on. We have the Texas and Oklahoma livestock reports for summaries from last week. In Texas, compared to the week before, feeder steers and heifers sold mostly $2 to $5 lower. Trade and activity and demand was moderate. Supply included 84% feeder, 13% slaughter cattle, and 3% stocker. Bred cows were running around 5%, and pairs were around 9%. So anyway, they had it going on in Texas. 5,776 head was sold there. And then in Oklahoma, we had 28,000 head. Everything was a little bit lower, just like Texas, but basically the same percentages. So I'll give you more details tomorrow. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction is going on right now, and I'll have it and Elk City results for you tomorrow on the show. This is Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. I'm Jimmy Clark, and God bless.